Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you stayed with us if you have been, which, if you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And if you just tuned in, look what you got to look forward to. You're going to get smarter, and you're really going to get smarter now that our good friend Jim Cerbescu is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is co-founder and CEO of Profiles International, which is an organization that helps companies like yours and mine work together, everybody inside the company working together, hitting on all cylinders, and understanding how we relate to each other and work together, and move forward with our plans for the future in the marketplace. And he's here to talk to us about some very important things that he's been thinking about. Jim Cerbescu, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks very much, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Jim. Jim, you got a pretty good sized company. You got a lot of employees. You're an international company. You got folks all over the world.
Yeah,
so,
22 countries now.
Yeah, but you're still not a monster company. You've got your ear to the ground like a lot of small business owners do, even though you are global. Talk to us a little bit about your perspective on surviving 2009, and I'll ask you. Let me throw one more thing in. I told my audience in December that I thought a good attitude for 2009 for small business owners would be to say to themselves, in 2009, I'm going to win by surviving. What do you think about that?
I think it's got a good connotation, and I think that survival is probably the first step in the winning process right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that there are a few things that we have to hop over in our economy, and when we get over those few things in the economy, we're going to be able to pull ourselves out of the problem. But one of the things I'd like to say, Jim, is that we're Profiles International is a larger company now. It started out as just myself and my partner in 1991, but I think that basically what we're looking at is we have about 500 entrepreneurs that represent us around the world. So we really are very sensitive to the smaller entrepreneur in building their business and going forward. So I watch it all of the time. And I'm always concerned when my people aren't doing as well as they could do or should do.
Right.
And so we're tuned into that.
Well, what is your advice that you're giving your entrepreneurs out there who are just like our audience? They're very much like the people who are listening to you right now, who are at your knee, Jim. What is your best advice to them?
The first thing I told our people when this quote-unquote crisis, whatever it is that we're dealing with, is to simplify your business plan. I think one of the things that we do is every once in a while we get grandiose in our thinking, and when economies are good, it's real easy to do that because cash flow generally generates easier. But when you're in a little tighter time, if you simplify your business plan and you major on the majors, that is, you look for sales. That's an activity you need to do. You got to generate your own cash flow, go out and mm-hmm. shake that money tree. Then client retention is so important, Jim. Keep the clients you have. Treat them right. Upgrade your clients. Very, very important. And then above all, focus on your goals. That's just some of the things that I tell them to do when they're simplifying their plan. I think the second thing I tell them after majoring on the majors is postpone the would-be nice projects. Wouldn't it be nice if... When you say to yourself, wouldn't it be nice if, write it down, put it in another place, and say, wouldn't it be nice if when we have cash, when we have more money flowing,
right.
We're going in the right direction. That's an important step.
That's a really important point, Jim. And one of the things that I said as we were getting ready for 2009 back in December was I said what you said kind of this way. I said, this may not be the year to do a lot of leading edge stuff. Don't push the envelope as much in 09 as maybe you would like to, because one of the things we know, Jim, that just a little fiber on the other side of the leading edge is what we call the bleeding edge.
Yeah, that's the truth, too.
And so
if you've never bled before, you'll know what it's like the minute it happens to you.
Right. Well, so this is not a good year. Like you said, the cash situation is and knowing that, though, Jim, if that's the case, and I think it is, and I think that's what people are doing, when this economy turns around, there's going to be some serious leading-edge pent-up demand, and I think the economy will leap after that, after what we're going through right now. And I'm going to get your thoughts on that when we come back after these messages. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cerbescu, CEO and co-founder of Profiles International. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website, thesmallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for going there and checking it out. And also, you know, you can send my stuff to you. You don't have to come get it. Well, all you got to do is show up one time and tell us what you want, and we'll send you stuff. That's the way it is these days. More and more people don't want to necessarily come to where the information is. They want to go there and give you people permission to send them stuff, and we'll do that. We'll be glad to do that. And you can also do that on Twitter, by the way. You can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/Jim Blassingame. But at my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find my blog, my newsletter, my knowledge base, archives, articles, thousands of all of those, hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust members, like our good friend Jim Cerbescu, who is co-founder and CEO of Profiles International. We're talking about some of Jim's wisdom with regard to surviving and thriving in 2009. And Jim, you know, we were just talking about some of the steps. You were going through you had three or four important steps, and the last one, you know, we were just talking about was I've forgotten what the last one was.
But postpone would be nice.
The leading edge stuff. But you were about to give us your third one.
Yeah, my next basic concept is to list all of your essential spending. You gotta know what you have to spend your money on. So list it. Too many times, you know, it comes across your desk in pieces and parts, and you don't have the time to think enough about it. So you sit down on a weekend, you crash into it, and you say, this is what I'm going to spend my money on. And one of the things at the top of the list for all of us as entrepreneurs is lead generation. Mm-hmm. Where am I going to get my next sales? Where are they going to come from? How am I going to do that? So spending money on lead generation is a very important thing. The next thing is to take Jim up on what he just talked about. Go to his website and gather information on things that may not have occurred to you that you should be spending your money on in order to be able to build your business. That's an important step to do. There's another area.
While we're talking about that, why don't you give us your website there at Profiles International?
That's profilesinternational.com.
Tell the audience what we'll find when we get there.
Pardon me?
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Oh, man. There's 500 pages of exciting information on how to take your number one asset, your people, your human capital, and turn them into millions for yourself.
And, folks, that's another outstanding resource. And these kinds of resources that Jim's talking about, there's so much free information out there. Take advantage of those. All right, Jim, go ahead.
All right, I think after you look at your whole process, then you look at you got to stop spending on non-essentials. Look at every one of your bills. That's different than looking at where you should spend your money, but you should look at your bills. Where am I spending my money? Where are the leaks in this boat that I can just say, this won't hurt, this won't hurt, this won't hurt? All right? I think the next thing you need to look at is your non-people costs. I'm going to save people for last if I can.
Yep.
So your non-people costs. And simple things to do are, who's got a cell phone that's charging it to the company? Can they get along without it? Can we limit the number of minutes on it? Can we do that? Utility bills. God, I'm telling you, I was shocked the other day when I was looking at our utility bills in our company. $25,000 a month for our electric bill.
So you're saying watch the pennies. The dollars will take care of themselves.
Absolutely. Start looking at where it's dripping, where the water's coming in the boat. All employees, I told all of my employees, one of the things that I'd like you to do is instead of charging your lunches when you go out for a business lunch with each other, instead of charging them to the company, charge them to yourself. Or here's a great idea. Bring a brown bag, and you can use any conference in my office at lunchtime if you'd like you to have a meeting in. And you know, they took me up on it. And I'll tell you, the savings, when you have we have 200 employees here in Waco, and the savings was astronomical. When you take a look at least 40 people, 40 couples that would be, so there's 80 people every day ate lunch on me.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, you have those activities going on.
Santa Claus was getting a little tired there, wasn't he?
Well, it isn't that I wouldn't mind doing it when everything is going
great.
When
things are great, yeah.
You know, boy, I'll tell you what, take care of your employees. It's the most important asset you have.
Yep.
So, but when it comes time, everybody should begin to get in the boat with you to be able to help you. Like I asked my salaried employees that to work 45 hours a week. I said, that's the number you ought to do. You ought to give me one more hour a day, give me 5 hours on Saturday, and you take your choice. I'm not telling you how or when. And while you're doing that, take on more duties. We don't want to get rid of anybody. We just want to achieve more, accomplish more, so we can afford more.
What a great way to look at a situation like that. Let's accomplish more. You're saying plan for success, not for failure.
Yes, you have to, because you're right, Jim, when you said earlier in this interview, you said when the economy wakes up, it's going to jump to a start.
I think it's going to leap.
And when it leaps to a start, if you've decimated your leaders and your team in your direction and you've lost faith in yourself, you're not going to be able to take advantage of the boom. One of the nice things about us little guys is we can turn on a dime. The big ones can't, and so the big ones are they're dumping great people on the street right now.
Things and they're available, aren't they?
Opportunity for us.
And they're available.
They are available. And here's what's interesting: where I couldn't afford them before, I can afford them now.
And not only that, but they're ready to go to work for a small business. They got a different perspective about small business today than they would have, say, 2 or 3 years ago. And I think that's a very important point. And folks, this is another example of why small business opportunity in the future is going to be pretty darn good, because a lot of the big companies, they haven't cut just the fat, they've been cutting into the muscle, and we got to be ready for the turnaround, which I think is going to happen, not this year, maybe at the very end, but sometime next year. Tintail, right back with Jim Sebascu right after these messages. Stay with us.
It, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you. On my face,
we're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Jim Sebascu, co-founder and CEO of Profiles International, and that's profilesinternational.com, right, Jim?
Right.
Folks, I encourage you to check them out. And if somebody wanted to do business with you, Jim, what would that look like?
If somebody wanted to do business with us in relationship to as a client of ours, are you saying, or as an entrepreneur with us?
Either one. Let's just do both of them.
Well, if you're interested in doing a business with us as an entrepreneur, all you need to do is just give the company a call and say, I'm interested in taking Jim Sebascu up on his offer to tell me what a great business opportunity they have available for people all over the United States and, in fact, the world. That's all you got to say on the line, and you'll end up with a key executive in our organization, possibly even me, and be able to describe what we do, how we do it, and why we do it. That would be just fabulous, and it's
all
a
right.
fun thing to do. The next thing is if you're interested in making people your number one asset and turning people into actively engaged, dynamite, extraordinary people in your organization, in your company, and you want help to do that, we're able to help you with it. That's what happens when you do business with us.
Speaking of people, Jim, let's talk about the people element for the rest of this visit. Let's talk about our people. You know, I don't have a big organization, but back in December, I set my folks down and I said, "How are you doing? Are you afraid? Are you worried? Are you concerned?" And I got a couple little nods, you know, and they've got friends who are getting laid off. They got they can read the paper. They watch news, you know. They're seeing the challenges out there, and we just talked about what they were concerned about, and then I listened, and then I said, "Well, I can't guarantee you anything because there are no guarantees, but I think it's important that you understand that this isn't my first rodeo. You know, I've been through a bunch of these before, and somehow I've lived to tell about it. And so for whatever that's worth, the guy you work for is, you know, this isn't his first battle." And I think that helped them to do that. What do you think about how do you think we should be talking to our employees these days?
Oh, I think you're absolutely on the money. I think I read your book. I'm recommending to everybody in every company that we do business with that it's time to do a little walking around leadership. It's time to be in and out of offices. It's time to be able to reassure people, make yourself highly visible, stay extremely positive when you're talking to them, and hold more great meetings and talk about solutions, not problems. Once you clear the air and you say, "We're in this for the long pull, we're in this to play hard, we're a team, and the last thing in the world we're going to cut is people. If we got to be doing business in a tent, we'll do business in a tent before we try to cut people in this organization. So let's make sure that we're all pulling together." That's really, really important, Jim. And by walking around and continuing to talk to them about it and being visible and interjecting humor everywhere you can, so that people have a lot to laugh about and they look forward to getting up and coming to the office or coming to work because they just have fun. And we're turning it into fun. And that's an important key. So once a month, we end up with in Texas, we generally have nice weather. We end up with some kind of a barbecue somewhere. We end up doing something with a group of people that pays off. We'll take the whole company on a luncheon somewhere just to have a good time. And we plan for it. We say that's an essential cost to look after and spend that money on our people. And that's been great for us.
Well, I like what you said what I call MBWA, what we've always said, MBWA, management by walking around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be seen, be visible. Do you think it's important for employees to hear management talk about their attitude about fighting what we're in right now, about persevering? Do you think, I mean, those things, when you hear it coming from somebody who's got a little gray hair, who you know has got a couple of battle scars, it gives people a little confidence, doesn't it?
It does. I think it does. But sharing your victories, you know, most employees don't know when a big sale is made. Most employees don't know when good things happen. So we've been sharing our victories. We the nice thing about email is it can do it instantaneously. So our sales guys haul through the doorway. They've made a sale, even if it's a small sale. We say more dough through the door.
I used to work at a company that put a big bell, a ship's bell, on the front door, and every time a salesperson came in and made a sale, they'd crank that bell up, and the whole building could hear it.
Yeah, we got air horns.
That's pretty funny,
but,
Jim.
The website is
profilesinternational.com. You got a phone number you want to give us?
Yes. Our telephone number is 254-751-1644.
Folks, find out. 2009 might be the right year for you to find out what Profiles International offers for you. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you very much. Nice for having me, Jim, and you have a great day.
Take care of yourself, buddy. Jim Cerbaski, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.